The next LOS requires us to calculate and interpret covariance given a joint probability function. A joint probability function, here, is a list of pairs of outcomes for two variables along with the probabilities that each pair of values will occur. To calculate the covariance, we must first calculate the expectation of the outcome for each variable separately. This expectation is the probability-weighted mean of the possible outcomes. The next step is for each possible pair of outcomes, multiply together the differences between each outcome and its expected outcome. Each of these products is multiplied by the probability associated with the pair of outcomes, and the sum across all the probabilities is the covariance. The next LOS is to calculate and interpret an updated probability using Bayes' formula. Bayes' formula is used to update a given set of prior probabilities for a given event in response to the arrival of new information. Using Bayes' formula, an updated probability is equal to the probability of new information given an event divided by the unconditional probability of new information times the prior probability of the event. It would be cruel and unusual for the exam to include a problem requiring the use of Bayes' formula. You should, however, understand the uses of Bayes' formula. Essentially, Bayes' formula can be used to reverse a given set of conditional probabilities. This means that given two events, A and B, and you know the unconditional probability of B, the conditional probability of A given B, and the conditional probability of A given the complement of B, it is possible to use Bayes' formula to compute the probability of B conditional upon A. The next LOS asks us to identify the most appropriate method to solve a particular counting problem and solve counting problems using factorial, combination, and permutation concepts. The multiplication rule of counting applies when there is a series of k decisions to make, where each decision can be made in a specific number of ways. That is, the first decision can be made in n sub 1 ways. The second decision, given the first, can be made in n sub 2 ways, and so on through the kth decision. The total number of ways that k decisions can be made, then, is equal to n sub 1 times n sub 2 times n sub 3, and so on through n sub k. Let's consider an example to see how the multiplication rule of counting can be applied. Assume that an analyst is interested in whether a firm decides to raise its prices, lower its prices, or keep the prices the same. The analyst is also interested in whether the firm decides to expand overseas. How many possible ways can the two decisions be made? Each of these events represents separate decisions that can occur in different ways. Since there are three ways that the prices can change, n sub 1 is equal to 3. Also, the decision to expand can be made in two ways, expand or not expand. This means that n sub 2 is equal to 2. This gives us n sub 1 times n sub 2, or 3 times 2 equals 6 possible ways the decisions can be made. N factorial is written as n followed by an exclamation point. On your calculator, it is above the multiplication key. 2 factorial is equal to 2 times 1. 3 factorial is equal to 3 times 2 times 1. And 4 factorial is equal to 4 times 3 times 2 times 1, which is 24. Combination notation is little n big C little r, and is located above the addition key on the BA2 plus calculator. It is read n choose r, and the result will give you the number of different groups of r objects that can be chosen from a larger group of n objects. The sequence of keystrokes is n, second, the ncr key, and then r. To answer the question, how many pairs of jacks are there in the four jacks from a deck of cards, we calculate 4 choose 2. There are 6 different pairs of jacks. Permutation notation is like combination notation, but is little n, big P, little r. The key for this calculation is located above the subtraction key on your calculator. This calculation answers the question, how many ways can R objects be chosen from N objects when the order of choice matters? Continuing with our example of the pairs of jacks, there are twice as many ways to choose pairs of jacks from the four jacks in a deck of cards when the order matters. Choosing the jack of clubs, followed by the jack of hearts, is considered different from choosing them in the opposite order. The keystrokes on the calculator are the same as for the N-choose-R key, but using the NPR or permutation key. One type of counting problem we can solve with the factorial notation is labeling problems. Labeling refers to the situation where there are N items that can each receive one of K different labels. The number of items that receive label 1 is N sub 1, and the number that receives label 2 is N sub 2, and so on, such that N sub 1 plus N sub 2 plus N sub 3 on through N sub K is equal to the total number of items N. The number of ways that the labels can be assigned is equal to N factorial divided by N sub 1 factorial times N sub 2 factorial on through N sub K factorial. Let's look at an example. Suppose you have a portfolio consisting of 8 stocks, and your goal is to designate 4 of the stocks as long-term holds, 3 of the stocks as short-term holds, and 1 of the stocks as a sell stock. How many ways can these 8 stocks be labeled? Well, in this case, we have 8 stocks and 8 factorial, or 1 times 2 times 3 times 4 times 5 times 6 times 7 times 8, is equal to 40,320 possible sequences that can be followed to assign the 3 labels to the 8 stocks. However, the order that each of these stocks is assigned a label does not matter. For example, it does not matter which of the first 3 stocks labeled long-term is first to be labeled. Thus, there are 4 factorial ways to assign the long-term label. Continuing this reasoning to the other categories, there are 4 factorial times 3 factorial times 1 factorial equivalent sequences for assigning the labels. To eliminate the counting of these redundant sequences, the total number of possible sequences, 8 factorial, must be divided by the number of redundant sequences, or 4 factorial times 3 factorial times 1 factorial. Thus, the number of different ways to label the 8 stocks is equal to 8 factorial divided by 4 factorial times 3 factorial times 1 factorial, or 280. We can calculate the number of ways to choose R objects from a total of N objects when the order in which they are chosen does not matter, and when it does matter. When order doesn't matter, use the N-choose-R, or combination function we just described. When order does matter, use the permutation function. Suppose we want to determine how many ways 3 stocks can be sold from an 8-stock portfolio. Since order doesn't matter here, use the N-choose-R function and get 56. The order of selection could, however, be important. For example, suppose we want to liquidate only 1 stock position per week over the next 3 weeks. Once we choose 3 particular stocks to sell, then the order in which they are sold must be determined. In this case, the concept of permutation comes into play. Use the permutation function, enter 8, second, permutation key, 3, and then press the equal sign to find out that there are 336 different ways to select the 3 stocks to sell when each different ordering of the 3 stocks is considered a different choice, that is, when the order does matter. Here are 5 guidelines that may be used to determine which counting method to employ when dealing with counting problems. We use the multiplication rule of counting when there are 2 or more groups. The key is that only 1 item may be selected from each group. Factorial is used by itself when there are no groups. We are only arranging a given set of N items. Given N items, there are N factorial ways of arranging them. The labeling formula applies to 3 or more subgroups of predetermined size. Each element of the entire group must be assigned a place or label in one of the three or more subgroups. The combination formula applies to only groups of predetermined size. Look for the word choose or combination when applying the combination formula. The permutation formula applies to only two groups of predetermined size. Look for a specific reference to order being important when deciding whether to use the permutation formula.